This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The United States is adding new forces to the air fleet attacking Afghanistan. Officials say land-based strike planes stationed at an undisclosed location in the Persian Gulf have bombed Afghan targets. The F-15s join long-range bombers and Navy planes that have been pounding the country for 12 days now. Rear Admiral John Stufflebeam says the U.S. has set up so-called kill boxes, or engagement zones. Inside those areas, pilots are attacking tanks or other moving targets.
A pilot of a strike aircraft who is given the mission in an engagement zone knows what type of targets he'll go against. He knows he'll be going against mobile armor or mobile surface-to-air capability. There will be a forward air controller who will find those targets and pass those targets to those pilots to attack.
NPR's Steve Inskeep is at the Pentagon. What does the use of that tactic say about the air campaign?
It suggests, Bob, that the U.S. military is going even more heavily against Taliban military forces as opposed to buildings or anti-aircraft defenses or other fixed targets. It's a similar tactic to what was used in Kosovo when the United States was trying to wear down the Serb army there. It basically sets up a box and they look for and try to destroy any military forces they can find.
At the same time, the U.S. has launched only a few attacks on frontline Taliban troops defending Kabul.
Yeah, the United States is sending mixed signals about its work with the Northern Alliance, the opposition group that still controls a portion of Afghanistan. U.S. officials have made it clear that they're willing to aid the Northern Alliance, but only in such points that they happen to as part of their broader strategy. It's not their first priority. At the same time, President Bush made a statement yesterday. He said that the U.S. air campaign was paving the way for friendly troops on the ground. Now, he did not make it clear if he meant U.S. troops, such as special operations forces that might go in, or if he meant members of the Northern Alliance, but U.S. officials have made it clear that they want Afghans, not Americans, to take over the government of Afghanistan at some point.
Some reports from the region say Northern Alliance troops are still fighting their way toward the city of Mazar-e-Sharif and an airport there. How closely is the U.S. following that attack?
Oh, very closely, especially the part about the airport. I don't have any sense as to whether U.S. officials care that much if the Northern Alliance takes over the city, but the airport is, or could be anyway, significant. Now, yesterday, a reporter asked Rear Admiral Stufflebeam what it would mean if the Northern Alliance captured that airport, if it fell into friendly hands, and as you can hear in his response, it was clearly on his mind.
It's a large airport. It would provide a number of allies or coalition forces if control of that area was available to the U.S. or others to be able to move closer into the country. Whether or not it would be used or will be used, don't know.
Now, if you look at a map, Bob, you get a sense of what he's talking about. The United States, as we know, already has a military base and has troops on the ground in Uzbekistan. That's along Afghanistan's northern border. Now, if you head directly south from Uzbekistan, there you are in Mazar-e-Sharif. So you allow the United States potentially to move one step closer to Kabul and move more deeply into the country. Now, that said, I think we ought to take Rear Admiral Stufflebeam seriously when he says he doesn't know if the United States is going to do that. We don't know if the U.S. here is signaling something that it intends to do, or if it simply is trying to make the enemy nervous. At the same time we're hearing this, U.S. officials are confirming that special operations forces and helicopters are in the exact opposite direction from Mazar-e-Sharif, out to sea on a U.S. aircraft carrier called the Kitty Hawk. U.S. officials have made it clear that they want the enemy to expect possible attacks from almost any possible direction, and that's about where we seem to be right now.
NPR's Steve Inskeep at the Pentagon.